Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
Welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another Monday Mini. And you know what? We're doing something a little late. A lot of the times we're pretty much on point. This time we're about a week behind, honestly. And we're talking specifically about the solar eclipse. So if y'all were able to see it, cool. I was at a funeral, so I missed the chunk of it. But I did get to see, like, through the trees, and my niece, whom I got to see, had her glasses to let me look. It was really funny, though, because I forget what the glasses are supposed to do. And I'm like, I can't see anything. Like, that was the reaction the entire time. And I was like, oh, there it is. When I finally searched it out.
Yeah, my friend was like that too. She's like, they are not working. And I was like, no, they're working. Just direct your gaze this way.
Someone show me where to go. But yeah, so because of that, I thought it would be fun if we looked at some superstitions that are associated with it. As well as the fact we have had previous episodes about superstitions and people using it, believing it, and or making fun of it, being very gendered. Interestingly enough, there's a lot more conversations we've had about it with cults. We've talked about it with Christianity. Like, it goes a long way. And a little bit about that type of belief system. And I think a lot of it has been used to manipulate people. I know there's a lot of conversations recently on TikTok because of a major influencer who kind of went extreme. And people are calling it spiritual psychosis, or also known as mystic psychosis. But that's a whole different conversation, very sad conversation on that one specifically. But which I find fascinating, because I definitely got caught up in that spiritual realm of what the spirit was telling me to do. And I now that I look back on it, I was like, wow, interesting. But that's not what we're talking about today. We're actually talking about the superstitions and or tales, I guess, of what different cultures talk about with the solar eclipse. And for those of us in the United States, the next one, just in case you're wondering, should be happening in 2044. Yay. Exactly. 20 years away. I guess that's about right. I don't know how all this works. Yeah, no. Solar systems, things, planets, traveling. Okay, that's what I got. So keep that in mind for the next 20 years. So if we're still doing podcasts or whatever next form it is, if I haven't retired by then, I'm going to be very sad. I want you to know this.
Wow.
20 years
now. That's
now.
A thought.
Right? Anyway, so many creatures are blamed for the cause of the solar eclipse for different cultures, including wolves, dogs, dragons, and even frogs. I found that fascinating. According to the site timeanddates.com, here are some stories from different cultures of what is happening with the solar eclipse. Also, go ahead and put this out there. I'm really trying with the pronunciations. Just because we're trying to go through it pretty quickly, I apologize if I mispronunciate something. Please let me know how to do it correctly, and we'll come back and I will just do a whole episode of correcting myself. So of all the words that I can't say.
You anyway, did just mispronounce.
Pronunciation, yeah.
Mispronunciate. That's really good.
Yeah. Shut it, Annie. Except for you. Don't tell me what to do.
Okay. Sorry.
Anyway, so the Pomo, an indigenous group of people who live in the northwestern United States, tell a story of a bear who starts to fight with the sun and takes a bite out of it. So in fact, the Pomo name for the solar eclipse is Sun Got Bit by a Bear. After taking a bite of the sun and resolving their conflict, the bear, as the story goes, went on to meet the moon and take a bite out of the moon as well, causing a lunar eclipse. The story may have been their way of explaining why a solar eclipse happens around 2 weeks before or after a lunar eclipse. So I like that one. Taking a bite out of the moon. In Korea, it's believed a pack of fire dogs was ordered by a king to steal the sun and the moon. According to the National Folk Museum of Korea, which I did go back to look up, and it's not there, so there's that.
Yeah.
But when the dogs captured the sun, it was too hot for them to hold. And when the dogs captured the moon, it was too cold for them to hold. So it's believed that an eclipse occurs when the dogs are biting the sun and the moon. There's a lot of biting happening mm-hmm. of these sun and moon. Yeah. Sorry. According to Inuit folklore, the sun goddess Melina walked away after a fight with the moon god Aningan. A solar eclipse happened when Aningan managed to catch up with his sister at that point. So there's that. I like that one better than the biting. All the creatures are fun, though. And with all of these different lores, there are different superstitions that have evolved around it. According to one Latin lore, quote, there is a belief that babies could be born with facial defects due to change in the atmosphere. The superstition is that pregnant women should stay inside and take precautions because the sun's magnetic field could suck or eat away the lip area of the fetus. Pregnant women are told to wear red undergarments or red ribbons and place safety pins or some type of metal on their bellies to protect themselves. And in some cultures, pregnant women are told to lie flat on the floor and not move during the eclipse or keep something metallic like scissors underneath a bed or pillow. And I saw that on TikTok too, which was funny because I was looking up the superstition first and then it popped up because, you know, we're being spied on.
Oh.
But it showed up as non-Latina pregnant women being told you have to do this. So their Latina friends would put a red yarn around them and then a ring. I saw a lot of people putting rings. I thought that was really specific to protect the baby. It's kind of one of those things, I guess, they say is like safe than sorry. Might mm-hmm. as well do it. I think that's a way of some superstitions myself that I'm like, might as well not tempt it. So, you know, knock on wood type of thing, which is absurd in itself, but you know. And apparently this the roots of this superstition goes all the way back to the Aztec culture, who quote believed that an eclipse was a bite on the face of the moon. So that same conversation again, a lot of biting.
I can see it. It's like a kind of devouring almost.
I can see that, I guess, instead of just covering over. But okay,
right.
Can I rant for a sec,
please?
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snagajob. Snagajob is where America goes to hire with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring.
With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time, or full-time.
You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that.
With their easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way.
Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly.
Visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242-424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
And then there are many other cultures who see the solar eclipse as rebirth. So the Wabanaki Nation, located in Maine, they celebrate this time as a renewal. That from mainepublic.org. Quote, for us, it's really celebrating renewal and rebirth and planting our energies. We did some things that we didn't advertise, so they had a festival. Just within our own community and had a sacred fire, and we have sacred pipes that we take out that we do things with, really to pray and to give thanks and all of that. We're doing that separate from their own community festival. So a lot of them had different activities going on to celebrate the solar eclipse as rebirth. And I've seen that in a conversation throughout different Native TikTok influencers talking about how this was a beginning, it's like restarting. I also saw conversations about like if you get sick after the eclipse, that's your body restarting itself. It's like, that's a good thing. It's like getting its all the bad energy out. And I was like, oh, well, that's not good for me. I was depressed. Does that count as sickness? and there are many from the Native communities, again, who see it all as a rebirth. And different beliefs and religions see it as a spiritual time as well. So Buddhists believe specifically that this energy is of a positive and negative actions. It's multiplied during major astronomical events such as the solar eclipse. So something specifically from the Mahayana tradition, both lunar and solar eclipse are auspicious days for spiritual practices. One spokesperson said it represents the positive karmic results of good intentions and actions, and it's generated on lunar eclipse is multiplied by 700,000 and on a solar eclipse by 100 million. And some of the recommended spiritual activities on these days include chanting mantras and sutras, which I didn't do that. Probably would have been a good idea. Some Christians believe that it is a sign of the end times, which is not too surprising. And often is a representation of the 3 hours of darkness that happened during Jesus' crucifixion. And of course, the number 3 is a holy marker. So on churchleaders.com, and this is a quote from this specifically, a website supported by numerous prominent evangelical pastors, said that the darkness depicted the three gospels, quote, represents a profound spiritual transition, the temporary obscuring of the sun juxtaposed with the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus, offers a powerful metaphor for the transient nature of despair and the eternal promise of salvation and rebirth. So obviously that's that whole level of renewal. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. And now after 3 hours of darkness, woo, sun came out, except we only had like 30 seconds of kind of shady darkness. I guess in other areas had actual darkness.
Yes.
Those who were not in that area, we didn't get that. So maybe it doesn't represent the same things. I don't know. But yeah, I thought it was really interesting to look at those types of tales and supernatural, because it is such a big marker. And now that we have a little more science behind it, we understand what's going on a little better, or accept it as being told by scientists. Thank you, scientists. As where old school thought really brought out a lot of more mysticism and conversations along those lines. I do believe like atmosphere changes, whether it's based on science or not, with like things like this, whether it's, yeah, darkness. Or you seeing the eclipse through the leaves, which is really, really cool, through trees. I didn't believe my partner, and he kept saying that. I was like, nah. And then I was like, okay, fine, you're right. Anyway, but like having these types of stories and conversations is also talking about a lot about what we've talked about previously with heritage and passing down stories, and why it's important to have these types of conversations and these stories passed along. Even though things have changed and we know a little more, it's still important to know this, because it does bring a lot of historical context to what we knew back then of how things worked. And I think it's important to see. And it isn't surprising like how different cultures saw it differently, whether it was a hex or bad omen versus renewal, rebirth. It's really interesting to have that conversation about times like that. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And I will say, people are still talking about it, including elected officials here in the U.S. saying some things. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. we'll see what's going on in 2044, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, listeners, if you did anything cool for the eclipse, we haven't asked Christina. Christina, I believe, traveled for it,
which I didn't realize.
Yes. Let us know. You can write to us at Stephanie and MomStuff at iHeartMedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at MomStuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Steph Never Told You. We have a TeePublic store, which I realized last night when I couldn't sleep. I've never explained. This is a place where you can get merchandise of all kinds.
Ooh.
If you did not know.
Yes. There you go.
We have a book. If you want to get that, that's available wherever you get your books. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Su. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.